We're a little slower with the door today, people. This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have Fallen Rush here to have a chat with me. Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. It's reasonably early on a Monday morning, so, you know. Welcome to a brand new week. So, Rush, let's get around your username. So it's FallenRush17P. That's quite... How did that come about? Can you explain that to me?
So when I got into poetry when I was young, in my early teens, I picked up the alias Fallen Poet. So that's where the Fallen comes from. Rush is a part of my actual real name. 17 is my birth date. Don't ask me why P is there.
Just because you can, maybe. Just like,
I've had a lot of crushes on girls starting their names with P, so could be. Who knows?
Well, okay. That comes together. So may I call you Rush?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... Yeah? Okay, lovely. Rush, how did you... Well, first of all, what do you do in this erotic and non-erotic audio space? How do you contribute?
I'm mostly an engineer, so I edit, do the sound design, help folks around who are stumbling upon their editing duties.
And do you... Is that a skill that you... Is it a hobby for you, or how did you come into editing...
I went to school for audio engineering, as they call it. So technically I've studied
this whole thing is your job,
yeah,
right?
It's my job.
Ah, okay. And so you choose to do this sort of work on the side, or as a hobby, kind of, this sort of editing?
This started as a side and now it's my main source.
Oh, okay.
And the main job that I was doing is now the side job.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, I didn't realise that. So Rush and I know each other. We've worked together on collaborations with the fabulous Miss Wendy, and that's how I came to know Rush. And I didn't realise that. I thought you were primarily working in other sort of audio editing, other realm, but this is now your primary sort of focus... With the work that you do, with the content that you edit.
Yep, that's right.
Right. Okay. Really good. So how did you come upon this particular type of content? Were you a listener? Were you a consumer? How did you come to be in this space?
On a random night in 2016, just stumbled upon GWA, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And I've been lurking for, what, four or five years?
Uh-huh.
Until I joined someone's server, and they said they were looking for an editor. So I said, hey, I can edit, you know, if you ever want a guy. And then that person approached me. That led to a bigger collaboration. That led to me finding more people.
Yeah.
And those more people collaborated with you. That's how I found you. So it's a long journey.
Yeah, it's kind of evolved. So you don't, I'm having a look at your profile here on Reddit, you don't only edit, I understand. I know this, but for people who are listening, I see here you have some script offers and you also have some of your own audios, which is really interesting. So you kind of do a little bit of everything.
Kind of. Kind of is the right word. I don't do everything. I wish I did.
So what sort of audios, in terms of you recording your own voice, what have you got here? So, actually, I know, if we step aside from audios, looking at your script office, I've recorded one of your scripts.
It's amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Of course, the script was amazing.
I love... Yeah, absolutely, the script was amazing. I don't pick, you know... just any old script, but no, I really enjoyed that one. That was quite intimate and intense to a certain extent, but quite beautiful. So you've got some script offers there. Is that something that you're continuing to do? Because I see it's been a little while since you've posted any. So you enjoy writing?
I do enjoy writing. Of course, I mean, fallen poet, remember.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. Are you looking to offer any more, like publish anything else or post any other offers? Or is that something you're continuing to work on? Or where is that at the moment?
If I write, it's going to end up there. I have been struggling a little bit with motivation as of late.
Yeah.
So I haven't really recorded or written anything. But if Mr. Motivation is back, of course I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I also see, going back to your audios, you've got some some beautiful. Well, I know I've listened to them, but in terms of recording your voice, that's out there. And am I right in this? So you posted some of those. You have a YouTube channel,
yes.
I understand.
Very inactive.
Is that again?
YouTube channel.
and there's sleep aids that are on there.
Yes,
I'm seeing. Yeah, and what's your channel name actually?
Sleep Daddy.
Okay, so Sleep Daddy, is the full thing is Sleep Daddy?
Sleep Daddy ASMR, yes.
There we go. Beautiful. Is that something that, you know, if Mr. Motivation comes
that
back?
That definitely has to you get up and running at some point. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, really enjoyable. So you went to school for audio engineering and do it, you know, professionally. With regards to, so you've done some things for VAs or some editing for VAs in the space. Do you enjoy the, you know, editing this particular type of content, or is it just sort of fallen into that, this is what my focus is going to be? It's part of the, you know, just what you do?
You definitely have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if I don't enjoy it, I don't think I'm going to do a good enough job at it.
So with that, what is your process, or how does that relationship with if somebody comes to you with a project and says, "Look, you know, would you get on board and could you edit something for me?" How does that generally work?
I'll start with if they know how much sound effects they want. How much sound design they want in general, because it varies person to person. Some may say they want sound effects, but then there's like only 4 sound effects. And someone else might want like a full sound design with ambience and everything. So they need to figure that out. I can, of course, guide them there, but they need to know if they want it all, because it's going to take more time.
Yeah.
And if the script requires it or not.
Mm-hmm. You obviously have a copy of the script as well and can see what the script writer has intended.
Yes.
So you come to that arrangement with the VA, and I guess the recording is done. Are you involved in the recording process?
If they want me to be involved, I can be. I can give some general feedback. But I would not change how they perform.
No. But like just sort of in terms of, you know, you and I have talked prior to live recordings that I've done, and even basic things like setup of my microphone, because, you know, I'm coming at this with zero knowledge, but understanding how this all works and how it can, you know, be optimized. So some you do that, I understand. So once the recording is completed and you know, sent to you, what's your sort of timeline for editing something? And I know that's probably dependent on, you know, how SFX heavy it is and if there is a sound design. But in general, is there like, say, I don't know, like a 20-minute audio?
A 20-minute audio I can turn back in 2 days.
Whoa.
If.
Okay.
Brilliant. I'm not in a slump.
Yeah. Do you have multiple projects going on at the same time, or you just get one and that's it and everything just sort of waits? I know I sort of dip in and out of bits and pieces that I do, but do you just sort of focus in on one, or do you just sort of start one and, you know, do a little bit on another?
If I start one, I would like to finish it.
Yeah. Before you
move on to the next one, yeah.
Continue on. Yeah. Okay. There's something I've always wanted to do, just in terms of sound effects, because, you know, I go to standard sort of free websites. So I was wondering, has there ever been a sound effect that you haven't been able to find, or you've had to create yourself for an audio?
Not yet.
Not yet. Nothing's beaten you yet.
I mean, I've made weird sounds in front of a microphone, but nothing that I haven't been able to do yet. And if a sound effect is not necessary, I will not consider that I haven't found it.
All right. Well, I was chatting with an editor previously, and I remember seeing a tag that the tag was underwater blowjob, and I thought, how you do that? Do you just get under there and blow bubbles, or just like, what on earth? And I should go back to that actually and look for it and find, like, well, how did they
do that?
right, just like, how, what? I don't even know where to start with that one. Do you get in the bathtub? Do you jump in a pool and try and, I don't know. And then how do you record that? You know, so, yeah, with regards to, you know, difficult or challenging sound effects. So, you can potentially turn a project around in a couple of days. Is there anything that you've been given or presented with a script or a project that you're just like, yeah, no, I, you know, that you've opted out of or backed away from just because, you know, I guess for whatever reason?
That has happened once, but I don't know if I should talk about it.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's all good. I wonder if sometimes, like, I don't know.
I can be demanding. If I feel that you can do better, I will say that. And it's not always someone wants to hear that, so.
Yeah. But I guess if this is your profession, though, I got to wonder if you're given, I don't want to say substandard raw material, but I kind of do. So you're not adverse to asking, you know, for a, you know, someone to go back and
redo the whole thing. I will ask them if I feel like it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to put substandard work out there, and if there's some way I can improve it before you masterfully do your wizardry, then yeah, I would want that. You want to put out your best work, right? Don't want to be. Don't want to half-ass it, as we say. That's kind of good to know. In your real life, do people know about the type of content that you edit?
Some do, some don't, you know.
Yeah. Is that, like, would that, how do they respond to that? Is it a positive and supportive sort of response?
It's a mixed bag, I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're happy for me, so.
That's good. Well, you know, I guess some other editors I've spoken to said, well, it's a job, and it's not you personally. It's, you know, you're not moaning into the mic or, you know, or writing, you know, the naughty words. You're just, you know, making it sound better, yeah. I guess, overall. So it's not a, you know, a direct reflection on you, I guess. So what, have you got projects on the go at the moment?
Right now I'm in kind of a break, I suppose.
Yeah? Just taking some time out for
Just
a bit?
Low, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So it's something that you can just sort of pick up, and because it's your job, you can just sort of take a break every now and then, or it's at your own sort of discretion then?
Mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. If I have things lined up, I can also just fast track them and then take a week off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there, are you currently looking for, I'm just wondering if anybody who's, perhaps there might be a VA listening, you know, are you looking to take on more work or perhaps, you know, are you available to do more work? I guess it's the other
thing. At this moment, I think I'm not necessarily in a shape to take more work, but in the future, it could be a different thing.
Yeah, yeah. And is there anybody in particular, or have you ever sort of listened to an audio? That's the other thing I wanted to know. When you, so I'm assuming you consume or you listen to audios in the space. Do you ever get to a point where it's just you come at it from a professional standpoint, where it's just like, oh, and you pick at it and you listen out for things and you listen to the production quality of something. Well, like, this could have been, or I can hear this, or I can hear that. Is that difficult to disconnect from that and just be a listener?
Not always. I think I have a problem when... I think I have a threshold. If you have the quality above the threshold, then it's fine. But if it's below it, I don't think I can actually listen anymore. Which is terrible.
It gets to you that much?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fair enough.
Because, you know, if you're going to make all the lovely sounds, I want to hear them in high fidelity.
We want to hear them as best they can be. I understand that. What would be your advice to, say, somebody starting out, somebody perhaps who is just, I don't know, recording into their phone, perhaps? Would you have any sort of, you know, standard advice from the beginning, someone who's completely new to it?
For that person, I would say find your voice first.
Yeah? Yeah.
Find what makes you want to do more.
What your motivation is? Yeah. Because do you hear that? I was talking with an actual voiceover artist a couple of weeks ago, and it was a very interesting conversation as to when they initially started their professional career as a younger person. They didn't, I guess, have the maturity, and we're talking sort of 20 years ago, they didn't have that sort of self-confidence and self-belief, and, you know, they were young and put on a voice, have a very radio quality voice, but didn't, I guess, hadn't reached a stage of maturity where they believed or had that self-confidence they thought they were doing, and they sounded fine, but I'm sort of tentatively looking into doing something similar. They'd said, you know, kind of at my age, confidence and self-awareness, what they suggested to me is that when you have that belief in yourself and realise that your voice can potentially be a tool, that something physiologically happens, and whether it's your throat relaxes or I don't know, you can hear the difference. And I thought that was really interesting to think, just, well, you know, I'm not second guessing the way my voice sounds and like they were as a younger person. And but now when they record, you know, they said it's chalk and cheese to them. And I wonder if you can hear that difference from perhaps and you talked about, you know, finding your voice. Can you, as an audio engineer, hear that? If somebody's, you know, they might be saying all the words and making all the sounds and perhaps reading the script. Do you hear the difference with VAs who are, you know, settled in their voice and comfortable, and those who aren't?
100% I do.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed terrible recordings, like terrible quality recordings, because they had all the charm and the performer was really performing it all that well. And there have been cases where I have not enjoyed really high quality recordings because the VA was not in the mood, was not in the right place.
Wow. I didn't ever think that, you know, that, you know, your headspace where you're at could impact the quality of your your recording or your voice and how it comes across and how it's captured. Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's very interesting to me because I've just recently sort of ticked over a year of recording and I cannot go back and listen to my, I don't listen to myself if I can help it anyway, but I'm a little bit terrified to potentially listen to 10 seconds of my first recordings.
You sound amazing. You don't have to worry about it.
Awesome. Thank you. But I guess, as a new VA at the time and recording into my phone, I just think, oh.
I think the first few recordings always have to be for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm recording because I want to do this for myself.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a big, that's
if you're not happy with your performance,
motivation.
I doubt most people are going to be. So it's your first job is to please yourself, then is the audience. That's always been the golden rule of art for me, at least. Except, do you love this? Yeah. If you love this, then it's easy to sell it.
Yeah, true. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that makes complete sense, doesn't it? Yeah. I guess if you're comfortable with it, you can see. The voice is so telling, isn't it? It's you can't hide particularly if you're nervous. I studied voice classically, and it still terrifies me to perform. And I feel that physical constriction in my throat and my diaphragm, and just that. I can't do it. And even in this space, I don't mind speaking the words, but I've been asked, a few times, go on, sing something, put something on backstage.
Like,
and it's a no, it's a hard no. partly because
I think you need to reach
I'm
a level
super
of comfort
critical.
Of what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta love your voice.
Yeah.
That's it. It's two easy steps. That are not so easy.
It's so easy. Yeah. So. Yeah, just, okay. I'll just tick that box. Excuse me for a second.
What was the reason I haven't posted in 6 months? It's because I'm critical. I'm not enjoying. I've recorded many things, but I don't like them.
Yeah. Wow. Do you record other... I know the answer to this, but, you record other types of audio as well, don't you?
Yeah.
And is that something that you would share publicly? So we're talking about music, people.
Music.
Rush.
There's a couple of things I've shared in the past. Again, it comes down to if I don't like it, it's not going out.
Yeah.
Unless you really, really are close with me, then I can share it as a blooper or something.
I've been privileged enough to hear... some of Rush's music, and in particular your singing, and I am blown away. Again, I'm very critical. I'm really critical of listening to amateur. I'm not saying you are, because I don't
amateur.
Believe you are. I know, no, not with the quality I've heard and what you've done, but. I am really critical of amateur singers, and I think part of it is I'm just so, jealous isn't the right word. I'm envious of their ability to do it, I guess, I'm envious. But because I don't have that confidence to post something, I can barely... do it, record it. Like, I sing in my car, I sing everywhere. The thought of recording it, just, I immediately constrict. And it's like, no, no, because then I would have to live. Because I think, there could be somebody out there as critical as I am.
Then you're
I'm sure
open
there
to
are.
Criticism. Mm. And that's the fear that you need to let go of.
Yeah. It's interesting that I'm far more critical of singing than I am of sort of spoken word. And
I'm afraid of both.
What? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you edit anybody's music, actually? Or is it it's only...
music and I, as work, have drifted apart quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because where I live right now, I don't like the music that's happening around. So there's no chance I'm doing any of that.
Yeah.
So unless I move somewhere where I like the music they make, I am making my own music for myself.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think you'll ever see Wicked Fairy posting on GWA backstage singers. That's not going to... It's very unlikely to happen. But I'm envious of the people who have that confidence to post publicly. And look, I've listened to a couple of folks, but yeah, I can't switch off my critical brain in terms of the voice and in the singing. But there are a handful of creators who have just blown my mind with their musical ability and their musical performances. So yeah, I feel very fortunate with a couple of them to get copies of their they share, you know, their music with me, and I just feel that that's a real privilege, because I don't know, I just feel like there's something more vulnerable about sharing yourself singing. I don't know why.
I can turn my critic off though if the person I'm listening to is enjoying and aware of it.
Yeah.
Because that then transcends art, and it's just beautiful to me that a person is fearlessly enjoying their imperfectionism. Like, that is really human. At that point, I don't have to worry if they're hitting the notes or not.
Yeah.
If that brings them happiness, that I don't really mind them not being perfect.
Yeah, I guess I remember a live concert. I went to Glastonbury Festival a handful of times when I lived in the UK, and saw Groove Armada perform. If you don't know who they are, look them up, people. They're good. But the trombonist was just... He was living his best life on stage. And... you know, he made a couple of mistakes, and of a very well known song of theirs. It's like, it doesn't matter, because he was so pumped to be there. He was grinning like an idiot when he wasn't playing. He was jumping around the stage, and that was the appeal, and that just made it really entertaining and engaging. And that's, and to see him digging himself in a way, it's just like looking at it, I'm sure it added a sea of people. It's just like, yeah, I'm here for this, you know, this is, that's the real deal, right?